It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Once again, Wendy Dio, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
In all this craziness, I'm alive, thankfully. I'm going a little crazy, but, you know, what can we do? We got to wait it out, right?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Wendy back on the show as we're in the time frame of, you know, about 10 years since we lost Ronnie. Hard to believe, you know, being 10 years now since Ronnie passed. Knowing him so well, Wendy, musically, what do you think he would have been doing now?
Oh, writing as usual, touring as usual, doing the same thing. He loved his fans, so he would still be writing, he'd still be doing the same things as he was doing before. Finishing Magica, he was wanting to write, you know, Magica was supposed to be 3 albums. So he was probably be finishing off Magica 2, Magica 3. So I think that's what he would be doing, and touring, and I don't know what he'd be doing now in this horrible pandemic, probably sitting at home writing songs.
Wendy Dio with us on the show this week. It's Full Metal Jackie celebrating the life of Ronnie James Dio this evening. Right now, a new tune from Machine Head, Circle the Drain. Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio with us as we celebrate the life of Ronnie James Dio. And Ronnie was one of those rare singers whose voice was so robust and alive. Listening to his songs now, it's easy to forget that he's gone. How conscious was he of that incredible, transcendent aspect of his singing?
I think it's just a natural talent for him, although it wasn't exactly natural talent. It was a natural talent he was born with that didn't realize he had. And then I think all the trumpet playing that he did with the breathing exercises from having a trumpet starting playing when he was 5 years old, I think that's why it was so strong, his voice and his breathing and his depth.
Wendy Dio on the show with us this evening. It's Full Metal Jackie coming up. We'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We'll also get some music from Motorhead, Witchfinder General, got a new Paradise Lost tune coming up, and more with Wendy. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio is my guest on the show this week. Wendy, you met Ronnie when he was with Rainbow. What did you recognize in him that ultimately came to fruition in terms of the staggering accomplishment of being part of not one, but 3 significant bands?
Well, he was an incredibly intelligent person. This is one of the things that they're really intelligent. He read a book almost every day. He loved people, and he could converse with anyone, any age, may they 8 or 80. And brings things out from them. He had a way of talking to someone and making you feel like you were really important, and everything you had to say, he was listening to it, really listening to it, and thinking about what you were saying. I think that was one of the things that, you know, obviously when we were very young, when we met Rainbow, he had just joined the band and finished one album, completed the first album, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow, but had not toured yet when I met Ronnie.
Wendy Dio with us on the show tonight, celebrating the life of Ronnie James Dio, little over 10 years since we lost him. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also get to new music from Lamb of God, Static X, we'll hear Iron Maiden, and more with Wendy Dio. It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio with us on the show tonight as we celebrate the life of Ronnie James Dio. And with Ronnie, you had a firsthand view of some of the most iconic heavy metal music ever made. What song of his, if there really is just one, is your favorite?
Well, I have lots of favorites, but of course my favorite is Rainbow Eyes, because he wrote that about me. So that has to be a favorite. Although I love Stargazer, I love Holy Diver, I love Heaven and Hell, Don't Talk to Strangers. I mean, Last in Line, there's just so many great songs. I love This Is Your Life. I think that's a very beautiful song. It's one of the last songs that he was writing.
Wendy Dio with us, celebrating the life of Ronnie James Dio this week. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, a new tune from Lamb of God, plus the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Wendy Dio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Wendy Dio is my guest on the show this week. And Wendy, it's been 10 years since Ronnie passed away. In what ways is he still with you?
Oh, he's still with me all the time. I feel him in the house. I feel him everywhere. In fact, when he passed away, it was very strange. A little hummingbird was tapping on my window for about 5 days. And then I didn't think anything of it. And then I suddenly thought about it. And then just yesterday, I was sitting in the backyard, and there's a little hummingbird there. And I thought, why does he keep coming back here? And he'd made a nest in one of my umbrellas, the umbrellas that are outside, the sun umbrellas. I was like, I wonder if Ronnie's giving me a message. It was just maybe a silly thought, but that's what I like. I thought it was Ronnie giving me a message.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Wendy Dio with us. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. And, you know, we love and miss Ronnie, and I feel like he's with all of us, and his music's going to live on forever.
Yes, I think, and I'm so glad we got to do the gala before this everything happened and the lockdown happened. So I'm glad we got the gala. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the ride this year. We're hoping that the bowl for Ronnie will still carry on November 12th. And obviously the May is his passing, and I will celebrate it and toast him on that myself.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Jackie, for always being there to support. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.